My guest today on Piano Jazz is Kate McGarry. She's a singer and composer of many musical colors. She shows her versatility and love of melodies from all areas, from Celtic songs to swing and everything in between. Hello, honey. How are you?
I'm great, Marion. It's so nice to meet you, finally.
You too. And I'm looking forward to hearing you sing.
Yeah, and playing with you.
And yeah, that'll be fun too. So why don't we get started?
Sounds great.
What's the first song going to be?
Whatever Lola Wants. Yeah.
Now that's a rare one. We haven't had that on the show, I think, ever.
Yeah, this is a fun one. And actually, I brought Gary Versace with me, and he's going to play it on accordion.
Oh, that's great to have Gary.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Well, let's do it.
Well, have at it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Resign yourself, recline yourself, you're through. She always gets.
Well, how did you get into, like, starting to sing? Did you take lessons or just sing at home and just sort of go into showbiz?
Well, I think from my family, since we were always singing, I always had the feeling that that was what I wanted to do. It just felt right to me. And I was playing the piano and playing the organ when I was a little girl, but I wasn't any good at it. So.
And you played the harmonium.
Yeah, I played the harmonium. That I could play a little bit. That was fun.
In fact, you gave lessons on that.
That's true, yes. When I used to live at this at the ashram, I would teach harmonium and tambura.
At the ashram. Now, you know, I wonder, I must be very ignorant, but what is an ashram?
An ashram is a place where people usually come to meditate and take refuge in a spiritual community where they can just do spiritual practices like meditate or chant and things like that, and offer their work as service, to do service. So I took a couple years and I did that for a little bit because I wanted to explore that part of myself.
Well, where do you go to an ashram?
They have them all over the place, but the one that I went to was in the Catskills. But they have lots. There's lots in India, and there's different ones. It depends what kind of meditation you want to do.
Well, I mean, how do you like a hotel, have bed and board? And
oh, sure, yeah. You have your room, and you live there. But then it's also where you do your work or your service, and. But part of my mind was to do music, yeah. It was different. It really brought something different into my feeling about sound, because that wasn't for performing. It was just for making sound. So enchanting kind of does something with the vibration in your body, you know, and it makes things very calm and sweet in a way. So it developed a different part of my sound, I think, from doing that.
Hi. That's fascinating. I think I need a place like that. Maybe it would make me calm and sweet.
I think you're already pretty calm and sweet.
I wish.
I'm going to go to your ashram next.
Well, you know what would be nice for us to do? A song.
Yes.
We're going to do Quiet Nights with all three of us.
Sounds great.
It will be great, I'm sure. So that's a Jobim tune, Corcovado. Mm. I never know which to call it.
I'm going to try and do the Portuguese lyrics. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, really? Great.
I love the sound of them so much, so I'll give it a go.
Okay, give it a go. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.